You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh my God, we're ready to rock. I'm just like full of energy today. It's just amazing. Perhaps it's because I've been somewhat taking it easy for the last week and a half. You see me doing the body surfing on the beach, Wanda?
I did see pictures.
Thank you. It was amazing. But now we're going to talk business. We're going to talk with Gene Font. Gene is the Senior Vice President. He's a lender at Total Bank. I got an NMLS number too.
Oh, wonderful.
It means we can do deals together in the residential market, but we're talking today about commercial. Gene, Total Bank is the CCIM voice spot, and Total Bank is the lead sponsor for the CCIMs. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, Total Bank's been the title sponsor for a long time. And basically, we just want to partner up with the best, and CCIM is the best. They bring together the best of the brokerage industry, and you know, with that, we also want to partner up and get their best clients and continue to making our loans. We've been in this community for over 42 years, and we have over $1 billion still to lend.
Listen, I've done business with Total Bank for many, many years. They're one of the top community banks here in town, and they continue to grow. And as they grow, they're able to do more and more wonderful things. I know that we at Spectrum do a lot of deals with the folks at Total Bank, and I know even more so that Total Bank is the chosen lender when we go out and we do lending. In fact, I called Marty just the other day with a new deal.
And Marty's always there. She's been there for 42 years since we started on 27th Avenue and Coral Way.
Yeah, it's a great building. Now, let me ask you this. What are your loan limits? Because I know that stuff's going up.
You know, we try to stay in-house limits about $50 million.
Okay.
On any one project. We can go higher.
50?
50.
Should probably be able to handle most deals with that kind of loan limit.
And then we have very good relationships also out in the market. So we also participate on larger deals.
Oh, that's great. It sounds like the Total Bank is really active and really in the marketplace. Why are you guys involved with CCIM?
CCIM, again, like I've said, it brings together the best of the brokerage industry. These are the top.
It also brings the best sponsors and the best lenders. I know that a lot of the folks there love bringing you guys deals because you can compete in the marketplace and you close business.
And that's right. We've already this year approved over $500 million.
Well, can you say that again, please?
Yes, we've approved over $500 million this year alone.
And we're about only halfway through, really. I don't count July as a real month.
Correct. And not only have we done that, but that far exceeds anything that we've done on a total annual basis before.
Now, there's permanent lending, there's construction lending. What do you guys see in the marketplace? Because some of the banks are moving away from doing construction loans for a variety of reasons.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the regulatory environment.
Okay.
But we have to make sure that we don't go over our limits.
Okay.
But like that, we see a lot of construction loans also topping off and being able to go away from that. So there's availability out there.
Yeah, that when they top off, they'll pay you off on the construction loan. Your construction bucket will fill back up, and then you'll be able to do more construction lending because you want to keep the portfolio balanced.
Correct.
Okay.
We want to diversify.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Now, what's the type of lender that Total Bank is looking for?
We try to work with all of them. So other than maybe some of our, you know, specialties that may be to the top of the of our regulatory environment. But other than that, you know, we've got plenty of lending capacity. We've got a lot of construction, retail, office, industrial. We do it all. I mean, high-rise apartments we've been doing a lot of in downtown Miami for excellent builders that just love that product.
Now,
again, there's a drive back to that downtown market.
I was going to ask you, that's a good start. What are you guys seeing in the marketplace that's going on today?
Well, again, the issue with the millennials and a lot of families want not to spend 2 hours in traffic anymore.
You're kidding.
Oh, so they're moving towards that they're moving away and moving back to that downtown area, that Brickell area.
What I'm seeing is I had Mike Fay on here a couple of months ago, and he called it the theory of donuts. Leave it to Mike Fay to make it about food. But really, I call it the theory of the urban concentrated activity centers.
Correct. And what we need to do is just get those together and be able to get transit from one to the other and make it everything work. So you've got to get Doral going all the way to downtown Miami. You've got to get, you know, Kendall all the way out there. And there are hubs everywhere.
Correct. And you know, I'm hoping that we'll get the transit thing going. But even, you know, I'm 55. I'm not sure when I'll see that ever happening. If I'll be around for that, I guess when I'm 80, maybe. But what I really want to see is fully integrated vertical centers where people don't have to leave. And that's really what's starting to come. You're seeing that in the Edgewater area, which has been parsed five different ways now. It's 32 different names of the market. You're seeing it in downtown. The thing that I really think really sets it off is people go, well, what does downtown Brickell area need three Publixes and a Whole Foods for? I mean, it's because there's so many people living there.
It's 24/7. You've got Whole Foods that just drives all the people from the office. I work literally a block away from Whole Foods, and it's amazing to see the people.
I know. My wife goes there all the time. She loves that place, and we're actually probably closer to the one on Miami Beach, but she goes there. Now, we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment. I really would like to hear what Tonal Bank's opinion of the second half of the year is in the commercial real estate. What do you think is coming in the second half of the year?
Again, it's a lot of the same, you know. I think that until we get over the elections and people get over that, you're going to see Miami still thriving, Miami still growing, but it's not growing as fast as it used to.
Well, I think it's growing differently. I think that it's going to continue to grow, or at least see inter-neighborhood movement. So I think that we're going to be okay. I don't think that I really mind that all these foreign people may not come and live there. They're providing the construction financing for the people that are going to move over from the west side to the east side. All of this is a benefit, and I see it as really working out okay.
And I also see it as the financing to going from flat to vertical.
There you go.
And that's what we have to do, is build the future of what our community is going to look like.
Now, Gene, if people want to do business with Tonal Bank, how do they find you? And remember, go slow when you're giving your contact information, because occasionally we have Jets fans that listen and they need to have it real slow.
You guys can feel free to call me directly. My number's 305-476-6365. And if anything, I'll be happy to assist anyone. And if not, then we can, you know, change it to the appropriate department that might meet your needs.
Now, the bank doesn't just do construction, real estate financing. You have other lines of business too. Tell me a little bit about that.
Actually, now that we're on the CCIM, one of my biggest products that I love is the 1231 exchange. We do 1231 exchanges. We also do private banking for all those who have made quite a bit of money on the CCIM.
No, it's very important. Your private banking is very important. The personal service they provide is incredibly efficient and terrific and needed. People that are on the go need that kind of help.
Right, and the wealth management that comes with that. And additionally, the other things that we also do is we do residential loans for nationals.
Oh, I know. So you're one of our best placement sources. Oh, shoot. Now I gave the cat out of the bag.
so we continue to thrive and grow in this community, and we love this community. And that's the reason why we stay here and are the local boys.
Well, I think that it's important to tell everybody that you've been involved in the community for a very long time. You're obviously a pillar of the community, the Performing Arts Center. His name for Adrian Arsch, who's had a very, very key part of the Tonal Bank's growth in our community. So it's a very important pillar of our community that we need to support. We need to support, as business people in the community, Tonal Bank. Gene, give them a contact number and your email again one more time before I go, because I want to make sure they can find you. Pencils ready. Go.
305-476-6365. And my direct email is efont@totalbank.com.
Gene, I want to thank you so much for coming and being our big home run hitter today for the CCIM voice. I'm sure that Frank and Britt and the rest of the team are going to give you pats on the back when they see you at the next meeting of CCIM. I'll be there. I love going. It's a great place to network, a great place to make business. Gene, thanks so much for being on the show today.